Mr. Chairman, the ICNC head delegation, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, on behalf of Vietnam government, I would like to convey my congratulations to Mr. Nima Mia Robati Muania for having been chosen to be chairperson of the conference, and to Dr. Jose Graciano da Silva for having been re-elected as FAO Director General for next year. I strongly believe in the continued success of FAO during the new working term of our chairperson and Director General. Ladies and gentlemen, in Vietnam, nearly 70% of our population living in rural area. The renovation policy over the last 30 years have reduced poverty rate from 56% to 5% by 2015. In 2012, Vietnam already achieved the MDG 1 on having the proportion of hungry people. 3 years ahead of time, we are honored to be recognized one more by FAO for the outstanding achievement at this conference. Nowadays, Vietnam government is implementing the sustainable development strategy to 2020 with several measures to reduce poverty sustainably in the rural area, focusing on first, the national target program on new rural development. Second, the national target program and sustainable poverty reduction. Thus, restructuring for agriculture breakthrough move from the focus on area and production increase to products quantity and value and increase income for farmer. Fourth, the implementation of social security policies, agricultural insurance, medical insurance for the poor, preferential credits and incentives for business investing in agriculture and rural area. Ladies and gentlemen, Vietnam is strongly committed to participate responsibly in changing the rhythm of our section, breaking the cycle of rural poverty and hunger by strengthening rural denial, social protection and sustainable agriculture development. And we are ready to share our experience as well to provide qualified agricultural personnel for the cooperation projects with FAO and other countries. Many of these activities have been carried out within the framework of South-South Cooperation Program and other international fora. The success of this cooperation model have received big compliment from FAO international organization and participating parties. However, a current major constraint in this program is a financial shortage. We hereby would like to call for third parties, country and organization to join the program. Ladies and gentlemen, before I end my statement, on behalf of the people of the government of Vietnam. I would like to once again extend our sincere thanks to FAO, the international and regional organization, the governments, non-government organizations, and civil societies for having been providing generous and valuable support to Vietnam in our cause of eradicating hunger, reducing poverty, ensuring food security and sustainable development. I wish the 39th session of FAO conference a great success. Wish all of you good health, happiness, and prosperity. Thank you for your kind attention.